Hello, everybody. Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. Another heavy day at a high heart rate in the same week. What has everyone done to just receive such a gift? A gift is being bestowed upon you. It's going to be a great day. So this workout is special to me. Let me tell you what it is. It is 6, 9, 12, 9, 6 reps for time of burpees lateral over the bar, so not bar-facing burpees, you're sideways. Burpees lateral over the bar, front squats, and chest-to-bar pull-ups. The front squat is prescribed at 185 for men, 135 for women. And this workout originally appeared on CrossFit.com a handful of years ago. And at that time, at the office, we had Tia Claire Toomey and Brooke Entz in the office, and we wanted to have them do a head-to-head competition there at CrossFit. And I was tasked with programming the workout that we would make for the video and all that kind of stuff. And I wanted it to be a nice head-to-head and a nice battle between those two women. And this is the workout that I created, and it delivered the goods. It was fantastic. It's a challenging front squat for sure, so I also wrote, if that's just a bit too much for you, you can go ahead and use 60 to 65% of your one rep max front squat. And specifically, I programmed this as not bar facing burpees, but burpees lateral over the bar, because it was my intention to allow those athletes to do the burpees as fast as possible while still having a measurable standard, and that's why I went with the lateral. And it was just a devious little rep scheme, right? I mean, the biggest set is 12. Four out of the five sets are either a 6 or a 9, so it's easy to overlook this and to not give it the respect that it deserves, but it was a trap, and it was great. So we've got a video showing burpees over a barbell or a dumbbell, but bear in mind, those show bar facing. You're going to be doing lateral. Then you have the front squat and kipping chest-to-bar pull-up videos. For this, ideally the barbell is on the ground, not on a rack. And if you have to rack it because it's just unsafe for you to take it off the ground, well, that's a different story. Always make the safe call. Super fitness robot time, 8 minutes or less. More likely time, around 14 minutes. Scaled option, still 6, 9, 12, 9, 6, same rep scheme. Burpees, not over the barbell, just regular burpees. Front squats, lowered the weight to 135 for men, 95 pounds for women. And then kipping chin over bar pull-ups, not chest over bar, or ring rows. And I also said you could use 60 to 65% of your one rep max front squat if need be. I would like to see, with the loading that you choose, that you feel relatively confident with that front squat that you will do the set of 6 unbroken, and you're relatively confident that you will do the first set of 9 unbroken, and then you'll probably have to break after that. That's where I'd say, okay, you're probably good to go with that prescribed barbell. Your call, of course, but that would be my gut feeling. So for the scaled option, we have a video showing the burpee, a couple different styles of pull-up, the linchpin how to get a pull-up video in case you don't have one yet, and a video on the ring row. And if you don't have strict pull-ups yet, you shouldn't be doing kipping pull-ups, so I would embrace the ring row. Limited equipment option, same rep scheme, 6, 9, 12, 9, 6. Burpees, lateral over the dumbbells, dumbbell squats, and a chest-to-bar pull-up. Video showing the dumbbell squats. Now, for this one, I was really close to switching out this workout for the limited equipment crew and making it a 5 or 6 rounder and making the dumbbell squats per round a higher number because, you know, if you're a gentleman, you've got a pair of 50s, you've got 100 pounds on you, you can't have any more than 100. The prescribed's 185, so now we're doing the same rep scheme, so you're not moving the same loading. I get all that, trust me. Usually, the limited equipment crew arguably gets a more challenging workout sometimes. But today, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to change the rep scheme. And you know what the limited equipment crew is going to have to do? They have no reason to slow down. They're going to have to just keep the gas pedal depressed. And in true limited equipment crew fashion, that might even sting more. They always get full benefit because I love them from the bottom of my heart. Okay, no equipment workout, 5 rounds for time, 10 burpees, 15 sit-ups, and 20 jumping air squats. A jumping air squat is nothing more than a regular air squat that at full extension of the movement, you jump 2 or 3 inches off the ground. It's not a max effort jump. It's a very small jump. Accessory work for the day. We have a couple either ors. So, first one, let's say that you're, it just depends on how much you do or don't want some more barbell loading. Again, you don't have to do any of the accessory work. First part, dumbbell box step-ups, 30 to 40 reps. That's total, alternating legs each rep. You choose height, you choose loading. We've got the video showing that. Or linchpin barbell complex number 4. For load, whatever is appropriately challenging for you, 7 power cleans and 7 thrusters. That's considered one complex. If you do 7 power cleans in a row, don't have to be unbroken, but you do all 7 power cleans, then you do 7 thrusters. You've made it through the complex once. You're going to do that complex 2 to 4 times. Your choice, resting a couple minutes between each. It does not need to be unbroken. Then the other either or for the midline, landmine twists, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. We've got a video there for some trunk rotation. Or candlestick conditioning drill, spending 5 to 10 minutes at whatever step in the progression is appropriate for you. If you haven't, go ahead and click that video. There's a lot of good stuff to be gained from those candlestick conditioning drills if you tend to always pick the other option when we give the either or. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side, and the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, also 1 to 2 minutes per side. And both of those have a video. I hope you enjoyed that friendly little triplet. For most people, it's a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back for Friday's workout.